Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Wow, man. What is good? What's going on? It's Friday.
It's Friday
here at the weekend.
It's almost the weekend.
It's almost the weekend, and we are getting ready for the weekend, and you know how we get down. It's just a fun day because we are about 3 hours away from Margaritaville, and it's it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Who started that? Anybody know who started that?
I don't know who started that.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
But it is 5 o'clock somewhere.
Actually, it's 5 o'clock.
Somebody that was ready to take a drink.
That's exactly right. Well,
I think we know who started it. Look over to
I know. You know, the thing is, I think it's 5 o'clock. Well, in New Orleans, it's always 5 o'clock somewhere. And they may be drinking a little bit more than they drink.
Yes, after last night.
After last night with the, man. Yo, I think I got a lot of hate in me for only one reason: Dallas Cowboys. It's just something about the Cowboys.
Whatever, go Cowboys! No, wait,
Pam, what team? you worse than I am.
No, I'm not. Stay the same, and I also stay bold and courageous with it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I thought you was a Panthers fan.
I am. We live in North Carolina. I'm a Panthers fan. But before there was the Panthers,
right?
There was the Cowboys as a little girl.
Okay, so you've always been a Cowboys
Absolutely.
Fan.
Absolutely, yeah. That's my family.
Any particular player that you like for the Cowboys back in the day?
No.
Okay, just Cowboys.
Just the Cowboys.
And see, that's why I hate Cowboys fans, because they're not even really connected at all, other than the cheerleaders maybe.
Half of them can't spell football.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I can't spell football. I'm a UNC grad.
Well, I know what you can't spell, Super Bowl. I know that.
Yeah.
You damn sure ain't been able to spell playoff for a long time. None of that.
Hey, we're going to get back on the Cowboys, but I just saw something I'm going to touch on right quick. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. I think Notre Dame is naming a new coach, Marcus Freeman. It's breaking news. It's all official, and what's going on is that I think it's a good move. He'll be the second African American head coach there at the university. Ty Willingham was the first one. They ran him out of town. So hopefully this will not be the case this year. I mean this time, but. G. Allen kind of gave him the scoop vis-a-vis through Tim Brown. I'm name dropping now.
Yeah, I see.
Where they wanted to, I think that's the guy the alumni wanted, and the players guy. And Mac, it's interesting that he's only been there a year. He's a defense coordinator for Cincinnati the previous year and came there to work with BK for Notre Dame. Now he's the doggone head coach.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So. Is it any money disclosed? How much they gonna pay him?
No, see, now you sound like Pringley. Now
are we getting him on?
Mike Pringley killed me.
What's in the bag? Tell us what's in the bag.
He said his bag may be a little smaller than the BK's bag.
Let me tell you something that usually accompanies a minority hire up.
Which is not right. But go ahead.
Less money.
Yeah.
Easy hire.
Yeah.
And an easy scapegoat. It's an easy transition. It's not much money. And if it doesn't work out, we can get the guy we really want.
It's interesting. Mike Pringle said those exact words. And unfortunately.
Well, I take it back then. I don't want
to say on the same page.
Yeah, I don't want to say what he's saying. I mean, he just got back from the mountains, so I don't want to say what he's saying.
Oh, I got to tell you my story about I met some people from Virginia Tech yesterday. I'll tell you the story in a little bit. But it was amazing.
Do they live in Virginia?
No, they live in Philly, but it was amazing. Oh. And they're probably literally. But but Pringle said the same thing. You just keep him.
Yeah.
He's a player's coach. The players like him.
Yep.
And it's going to not cost us that much money to keep him.
Do your best, coach. Do what you continue to do what you do, but don't trust him.
That's kind of messed up when you get elevated to the CEO and they're paying you the same amount of money as first line manager.
Yeah, and the board is like, we have faith in you. We've been looking at you. We knew all along you could do this. Yeah, but he get a $42 million bonus. Mine say I get $6 million.
And people sitting around the table already predicting failure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
That's not fair.
No, yeah, not, absolutely.
That's not. That's
but
not
it's
fair.
You know, it's the way it is. You know, so pay me going up. Pay me coming in.
Yeah. So so we're gonna probably hear more about that. But yeah, that was just breaking news right here. We want to just give it to you because we heard it the first time. But again, back to the Cowboys. Thursday night football. Back to that.
Back to the Cowboys.
All right. Okay.
Do we have to talk about it?
just yes, you have to talk about it just a little bit.
Cowboys 17, the Saints. I mean, Cowboys 27, the Saints 17. And you know, Taysom Hill was 19 to 41. He threw the ball like
he's still throwing it
down every other play. He had a broke finger trying to throw the ball.
Yeah.
He's still throwing.
Four interceptions.
Here's a kick. That must be the flavor of the NFL season. Jackson had four interceptions in one game. Lamar Jackson had four interceptions in one game. Now Tyson Hill has his four interceptions.
Stop doing that.
Heineke probably have four coming up.
Somebody may think you comparing those two.
Missed that.
To Lamar Jackson. Hey, I heard.
Did you hear what you said?
I heard.
He probably going to have four coming up against my Raiders, baby.
I tell you what.
That's exactly right,
man. Raider Nation.
Raider Nation.
Not concerned at all. Neither one of you. Because y'all going to get it, and you're about to get it.
But the question is about last night's game.
Are we hot?
And in particular, the Saints, they done, right? They pretty much done.
Yeah. You see no Alvin Kamara, no offensive line, no receivers to speak of. And then Taysom Hill out there, somebody told him, if you just run around, man, something good happen.
Yeah, Scott Brooks.
He fell for that.
Scotty Brooks.
he fell for that trick. You just run around, something good happen.
All right, man, let's hear from Dan Quinn, by the way, who won a game. Because last time he was the head coach, I think they probably lost. I don't know for sure, but they probably did based on his track record. Let's hear from Dan Quinn, who was filling in as head coach for the Cowboys on his return to the sidelines.
It was fun, you know, because it was that kind of emotional game. There was big plays. Certainly our offense had a few, and it was exciting to see that. And defensively, obviously getting the takeaways was good. So I'm hopeful that I'll be you guys won't see me again. I'll be back up on the top here, hopefully, by the next game. And Mike will make all the progress that we need to have him back.
Bro, you beat the Saints, bro. Chill.
I know.
Come on. Chill, bro.
Come on.
I mean, don't do that.
Yeah, let's hear from head coach on the other side of the field, Sean Payton, talking about Taysom Hill.
Oh, he was playing quarterback. I hurt his finger. We had to splint it somewhere in the first half.
What's going on?
But, you know, he felt good enough to go, but our plan was to play him.
Who? Stop. Man, just go ahead and just make the move right now. And, you know, get Baker Mayfield or somebody. Go ahead on, man. Don't do what you're going to do.
See, somebody, you getting G. Allen upset. G. Allen said did he would get a half of a bad because Carolina hired Hubert Davis as head coach. I'm just, huh?
You got to ask the question?
Yeah. I mean, I don't. He didn't get Roy Reed's money, but it takes you gotta be at a certain level to get Roy Reed.
That's right.
First time head coach. This guy's first time head coach, so maybe he should have expected the bag.
Lincoln Riley got a bag early.
No, but
early.
No,
second bag.
No, he didn't get a big bag going.
His second bag is crazy.
Right. No. Yeah.
The first bag was like damn.
Second bag.
And the second bag was like damn.
I know. The second bag is market price. Second.
Right.
Bag.
First bag was like. Okay. Oh well. Okay. That's what we did. Look. That's the starting salary.
Yeah. I mean, that's
so. Yeah.
That's where we are.
Yeah. So you asking questions? Gee, that's the answer. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I've been sitting there, and I've been a part of the program, you see what I can do.
No.
Man, don't start. Man, you know what? I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna go.
I agree with G. Allen because think about it. First time head coach, he was a defense coordinator. I'm pretty sure he got more money.
If they'd have hired the other guy from down the street, they would have paid him. You know the guy I'm talking about. They would have paid him.
Who?
They would have paid him.
Because guess what? Guess what?
What?
He's a head coach.
Of what?
Right.
Of Cincinnati?
But, I mean, before then.
No. I'm
but
talking
it would
about,
be his second?
No. I'm talking about you said a guy down the street. Finkel, whatever his name is.
Oh, no. I was talking basketball. I'm sorry.
Who talking about who?
I was talking basketball. I was talking about Wes.
Oh, hell no. Wes Miller would have got that much. Like, he got the same amount of money Hubert Davis got. But actually, he may have got more. You know why?
Oh.
He made. You know why?
Because he was already a head coach. That was
And okay. took his team to the NCAA a couple, two or three times. So. Okay. Let's be fair,
that
we're
makes
going
the
man.
Difference.
Okay. Yeah. Let's be fair, we're going right.
Y'all the one brought that into it. I'm just going with Notre Dame because Notre Dame know they can pay that man more money than paying that man.
First of all, Matt.
So I don't even want to hear that, bro.
Here's one problem.
So I ain't even trying to hear that.
They didn't give the other man a new locker room, a new something.
Yeah, he wanted a new barbershop. He wanted a barbershop. He wanted.
I mean, he got paid.
He wanted a waterfall and locker room, all that stuff.
Right.
But here's the game, Matt. Yo, I'm telling you why your argument is weak. All of it, because we don't know how much they even pay the guy.
Exactly. It ain't enough.
This whole conversation.
It ain't enough. It ain't enough. I don't care if they give him $42 million a year. Are they giving him
$42 million?
Are they? I don't know. I don't know what they give him.
Well, let's stay on the NFL because your boy, he's at it again. Antonio Brown.
Speaking of faking it,
this dude here, really.
We talked about this.
We did.
I brought that story.
You brought the story up because you said his chef. See, first of all, you got to get some people that work for you. They got to be a little more lawyer than.
Well, he should have gave him the money. He asked him for $10,000. I'll shut up if
my
you
point
give me
is that, but hey, I guess that's no honor amongst thieves because you hanging with the wrong guys, man. I mean, seriously, don't think
you
about
cooking
that.
Your food.
Here's the problem.
What's the problem? And I'll tell the story what we're talking about in a minute. Go ahead. What's the problem?
You can fill it out yourself. I don't need you. How they supposed to know? How they know he faking it?
Because he probably talked about it.
He was talking about it around his house.
You're around his house.
That's ridiculous.
As it turns out, Antonio Brown did turn in a fake...
with two other people.
Vaccination card.
Dummies.
But then, as you turn it in, the people that was, I guess, working for... They said, hey, man, we know this is fake, bro, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go get straight. Like, get a real shot. So he ended up doing that. But as it turns out, he got suspended for 3 games. Let me say this. Here's the same guy. Didn't he get his feet all jammed up because he was using some kind of special technique?
Yes, sir.
So he'll try that, but he's afraid.
He's doing cryotherapy.
He avoided to go get a shot.
Right,
but he
right.
had his feet all blistered up. And you know,
because they had the machine turned up too high. Y'all think I'm joking?
I thought he'd be giving it in the lectures to the theory of revolution or whatever.
So he damn near froze his foot off. Dummy. Dummy.
But anyway, he's out 3 games, suspended 3 games. Let's hear from Marcus Spears on Antonio Brown's decision making. This is funny.
Stupid. Just like I gave Aaron Rodgers that smoke, AB about to get that smoke. And whoever the hell else did this, this is such foolishness. This is so dumb. First of all, pay attention to your history, bro. Like, why would you put yourself in this particular situation? Yeah. Just don't get vaccinated. We just saw Amari Cooper. He's not vaccinated. He had to send out 10 games. It is one of the stupidest things I've seen since I've been covering the NFL. It's stupid, it's dumb, and it's typical of what Antonio Brown history has told us about who he is. It is ridiculous. We had this conversation, and I was waiting. I was waiting to see what transpired from the first. We got this a couple weeks ago. I was waiting to find out if it was actually true. Yeah. So if the NFL moved forward to suspend him for 3 games, and we're talking about Antonio Brown, AB, what the hell are you thinking, bro?
Damn, Marcus. He just
can't be mad at him.
That sounded real.
I can't be mad at him. Look, I had to look, make sure he wasn't sitting here.
I know. That's why I'm saying that sound like us.
I was looking to the left for a reason.
I said, what is going on, Marcus? Look, so, and I like people are trying to say, oh, you know what? They didn't do anything to Aaron Rodgers. Well, yeah, they didn't. Not really. But Aaron Rodgers never said I took it.
He never did. He never showed a fake document.
He never went through any of that. He didn't do any of that stuff.
He did a play on language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, blah, 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 blah. Okay, the spirit of it, the intent, was the same, to deceive.
Mm-hmm.
But one went as far to falsify.
Yeah.
To write a blank check.
Yeah.
Or counterfeit check, rather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. I just don't understand for the life of me. He could have just done what Aaron Rodgers did and say, I don't feel like it. There's something else. Probably, I don't know if I've done. Just say that.
He's just trying to be slick, man. And that's what happened. And
why we always fall for the phones game? It's always, you know, You know, if you give me your debit card number, I'll send you $6 million.
It sounds like
right.
Yeah, we always fall for that.
I'm over here in Nigeria. Yeah. I'm here to go to jail. You'll send me $80 million by Friday at 12.
So it's the same scenario. You sitting around your circle, mm-hmm. your friend group.
Sure.
Someone said, "Man, you know I can get a couple fake ones."
Oh yeah.
Versus somebody else in your friend group going, "Man, you don't need to do that, man. Just tell them no."
Right.
And you probably had the meeting in the living room by the kitchen where the chef was cooking the food.
You probably got it from the damn chef. Who got it from his, you know, cousin, you know what, down the street, around the corner, yeah. who, you know, photocopied him at work.
Yeah. That's crazy.
They're making copies of him.
So why didn't you just pay him the money?
Now, by the way, AB is not the only one. There are thousands and thousands of people that have turned them in the last 2 months.
Right.
At their places of employment.
To keep their job.
And
exactly.
I'm going to let you all know, the same fate is going to happen to you.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
There is a way to find out that they're all fake.
Especially when you get sick.
Yep.
So I'm just letting you know, you're not going to get away with it.
Man, that's...
Ask AB.
So you guys think 3 games?
Too much.
You think so?
It's too much. That just is overkill.
They're just
trying to make an example.
3 games without pay.
Right. They're just trying to make an example.
Yes, and
they could have suspended him a game and move on. I mean, come on, man.
They're trying to make an example. What they do? Okay. Then it'll keep.
All right. What did they do to the Packers? What did they do to them? They knew he wasn't vaccinated.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers didn't lie about it.
He did
not turn in a fake document.
And he was not following the protocols.
He
was not following the protocols. He was not wearing a mask like he should have been.
Right, right.
He wasn't doing it so distancing like he should have been.
Right.
They didn't do any of the stuff they should have been doing,
man,
for
people that are
unvaccinated.
To the extent you're trying to defend Jonathan's support.
No, there's not
about AB over Aaron Rodgers. I'm not even having that conversation.
No, this is about Green Bay.
Okay.
This is about the length of the suspension. This is about what's been
Green, they didn't suspend him. The NFL did.
Right.
Again.
This is not a team.
What did the NFL do to Green Bay? Nothing.
I have no idea. I just know this, though. I think 3 games for Antonio Brown is not enough, in my opinion. Because he has a pattern.
It seems to be a little unfair if you do nothing to Green Bay for their infractions. I mean, but then this guy, for fake, having a fake card, you want to give him 3-game suspension.
Yeah, but he came out, first of all, he had a fake card. He came out and he lied about that. He lied about that. And then he turned it in, which is, I'm not sure that's legal or not. A federal document saying I'm not sure that's legal or not. I think there may be some consequences associated with that. For example, you tell somebody, and I'm talking about this on the way to work, and this is an extreme example. And here's my my test. I went and had my HIV test, but it means I'm not I'm not HIV positive. Here's mm-hmm. my card says that. And you lying about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
That's a big problem.
Just like, you know, here's my vest, and I'm vaccinated, so I'm good. And you lying about
right.
it.
Right. So K-Mac got fired because he didn't have his, and you were able to keep your job.
Right, exactly.
That's a big problem.
Right, that's a huge problem.
So why didn't they do anything to Green Bay?
I mean, I don't know. We can
We don't talk about Green Bay. Okay.
No, we can talk about Green Bay.
I
can't answer that question because I don't know what they did to Green Bay. Let me ask you a question. Do you know what they did to Green Bay?
Not enough.
But, I mean,
is it Aaron Rodgers?
No, Green Bay.
You want them to have done something.
Well, yeah, because you have an organization that was aware of the infractions. And I mean, clearly, and there was no punishment.
You ever heard about a habitual liar, criminal, people that has a history of doing things? I think that's part of what AB's problem
right.
is. If you look at his tenure in the NFL, the helmet thing, the feet, the beating up the bus driver, I mean, the guy there driving the bus or whatever he did, and it's a gazillion other things.
They fined him $300,000.
Okay, there you go. Right.
Come on.
Right.